This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I am Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden is meeting Thursday with other NATO member leaders in Brussels to seek new ways to pressure Russian President Vladimir Putin to stop the invasion of Ukraine. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
On the docket today, President Biden is expected to discuss new sanctions against Russia with other world leaders, along with more military support for Ukraine and keeping the alliance unified through the duration of the assault. When he left Washington yesterday, President Biden said he was concerned about the possibility Russia might turn to chemical weapons with its ground war slowed down by a fierce Ukrainian defense.
I think it's a real threat.
The NATO meeting will include a video address from Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. President Biden will also be in discussions today with leaders of the G7 industrialized nations and the European Council. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Officials in South Korea and Japan say North Korea launched what appears to be an intercontinental ballistic missile Thursday, the first of a long-range missile by Pyongyang since 2017. Japan's Ministry of Defense says the North Korean missile flew for more than 70 minutes before landing in Japan's exclusive economic zone just 170 kilometers west of northern Japan's Aomori Prefecture. The missile reached an altitude of 6,000 kilometers and had a range of 1,100 kilometers, according to Japanese officials, who said the weapon appears to be a new type of ICBM. During an emergency meeting of South Korea's National Security Council, President Moon Jae-in strongly condemned the launch, saying it violated North Korea's self-imposed moratorium on long-range missile launches. This is VOA News. Back in Washington, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, President Biden's nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court, appears to be on track for likely confirmation. AP correspondent Mike Garcia reports.
Despite at times blistering questions from Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee, Federal Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson appears on track to become the High Court's first black female justice. Wednesday evening, Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn returned to a GOP theme.
You've have an unmistakable pattern of releasing criminals with dangerous backgrounds into the community.
Jackson's response in part,
we can't release everyone. There are people who are too dangerous to release.
As Wednesday's session concluded, Committee Chairman Dick Durbin told Jackson,
your patience, dignity, and grace in the face of what was frankly some offensive treatment is a real testament to your judicial temperament.
Today will be the final day of hearings with legal experts weighing in. Mike Garcia, Washington.
Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness told Britain's Prince William and his wife, Kate, that his country is seeking to become fully independent of the British Commonwealth. The Prime Minister made the surprise declaration during a meeting with the royal couple Wednesday in the capital, Kingston. William and Kate arrived in Jamaica Tuesday as part of a week-long tour of the Caribbean and Central America that coincides with the 70th anniversary of the coronation of William's grandmother, Queen Elizabeth II. A protest held before the couple's arrival demanded that Britain pay reparations for enslaving hundreds of thousands of Africans in Jamaica on sugarcane and banana plantations that created fortunes for the kingdom during more than three centuries of rule. At a gala dinner Wednesday night, Prince William expressed his profound sorrow for the evils of slavery. The royal couple's trip comes just 4 months after the Caribbean island of Barbados became a republic by removing Queen Elizabeth as the sovereign head of state. And Singapore said Thursday it will lift quarantine requirements for all vaccinated travelers beginning next month, joining a string of countries across Asia rapidly moving toward an approach of living with the virus. Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong said that the financial hub will also drop requirements to wear masks outdoors and allow larger groups to gather. Singapore was one of the world's first countries to shift from a strategy of containment to a new COVID normal attitude for its more than 5 million residents. Repeating our top story, NATO leaders are meeting Thursday in Brussels to discuss their short-term and long-term response to Russia's month-old invasion of Ukraine. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at voanews.com and download our app. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.